Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Me podcast, A Journey to Finding Wellness Within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo. Thank you so much for being here. And if you're new, welcome. I invite you to hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so you know when new episodes are released. And remember to join the Holistic Me community over on Facebook if you haven't done so already. This is where we do our live Wellness Wednesday episodes, as well as live Intuitive Message Friday. So I hope to see you there. Can't wait. All right, so today we are continuing on with the five element mini series. And if you haven't seen them yet, the previous episodes, check them out. I'll link them above. But so far we've covered the water element and the wood element. And those are associated with winter and spring. So I decided to start with winter because that's where we were at, or where we are at the time that I started recording this mini series. And now we're moving on to the fire element, which is associated with summer. And I want to, as I've done in the previous two episodes, I want to cover or read to you a section of Alchemy of the Extraordinary, which I've been using all along to reference and read to you small portions of it, because it describes so beautifully the connection between these elements, the organ system, as well as our just spirit and our being. And I absolutely love it. So I'm going to read that to you right now. So this is the fire section, fire, which is the light of consciousness. This is the spirit of the heart, which is known as the Shen, the light of consciousness. The heart houses the Shen, the spirit, the mind. The heart is the emperor or empress at his or her throne, the upper altar. It is the home of the primordial child that is beyond reach of traumas, shocks, and suffering of existence. The heart is where the observer consciousness resides, the observer that affects the experiment of your life. This is the passenger, the wanderer, the stranger in a strange land. The heart governs the blood and circulation. It goes on to say, the heart is meant to experience its own capacity for joy, and when out of balance, it is related to shock, anxiety, shame, and guilt. All the emotions originate here. The heart can be cultivated to feel at peace, to have empathy and compassion. It is the light that reflects off the water of the self. Calm water can allow the Shen, a constant home, to shine out from. The heart is our heavenly nature. The heart opens the tongue and reflects in our ability to speak our truth, as well as understand how these words will affect the person we are speaking with. Oh, that's beautiful. And lastly, the heart is the coherent organizing principle. If the energy of the heart is calm, all the energy of the body will entrain to this coherent pattern, as the heart is the strongest magnetic field in the body. And this is really interesting. The Heart Math Institute has done beautiful research showing how electroencephalographs, EEGs, will entrain to electrocardiographs, ECGs, not only within the body, but within those within the range of the magnetic field, so within that range. Such is the power of the heart to promote peace and love in those we encounter. All right, y'all. If there were a more beautiful description of the heart and its power and the element of fire, I don't know if I've read one. Maybe there is. But I absolutely love this. And it is so, so true if we think about where our emotions stem from, right? It could be in our mind, right, in our head, where we are coming maybe from a place of anger or something like that, because we're thinking certain thoughts that create a reaction or a reality that we are experiencing. But the emotion, the true emotion that we feel deep within us, is originating from our heart. And the main emotion that is associated with the fire element, with the heart, is joy. So when everything is at peace, everything is in balance, joy is possible, right? And joy, as opposed to happiness, comes from within, right? Things can make us happy, but we find joy in things that we choose to do or things that we choose to experience, but it comes from within us. And it's just a beautiful thing. If you haven't read this other book, I absolutely love it. It's called The Book of Joy, and it's by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And I read this maybe 2-3 years ago. Absolutely beautiful book. Go check it out if you feel called to do so. So we talked about the heart is the organ that's associated with fire. This is the yin organ. And we've talked in previous mini series about yin versus yang and the organ systems that are related to those. But the yang organ associated with fire, that is the yin yang pair to heart, is small intestine. The season associated with fire is summer. So I've got an order from a seasonal perspective from the time I started recording this mini series, starting with winter, moving on to spring, which is the wood element, and now the next one being summer for the fire element. It is associated with red. The sense organ, which was mentioned in this reading, is the tongue. It's being able to speak our truth. How beautiful is that? When we are at home in ourselves, our spirit is aligned and we feel good in knowing who we are, how easily we can speak our truths. Or when we're around people who can see us fully, right? We recognize those people in our lives that truly see us for who we are, and we feel comfortable to speak our truth without feeling the need to hide. Oh, so beautiful. And the tissues associated, obviously, maybe not obviously, but from a medicine or medical perspective, the tissue that is associated with the fire element is the blood vessels, or are the blood vessels. And we talked about joy already being the emotion. And the gestation period is the flower. So the flower, when it blooms, right, we are able to blossom when we are coming from our heart space, and that energy radiates from us. And it's so amazing at the end of that, what I read, how the heart is the strongest magnetic field that emanates from the body. It radiates outward in all directions from us. It's so beautiful. And the fact that we can truly entrain our body and our brain to be in alignment with this energy of the heart, of joy, that this can happen for us when we are in a calm state, and not only for ourselves, but then to have an effect on everyone within that energetic field, the range of that energetic field, excuse me. It's so beautiful. And so to think that when we are calm and in a calm state, we can affect someone else's state and bring them into a state of calm as well. Think about all of the times, and this will pertain especially to those of you who interact with small children, right? Children are highly sensitive to the energies of others. And over time, depending on life experiences, we may, as a protective mechanism, block ourselves from feeling into other people's energies. But children are just innately in tune with that. We all are from a young age, but whether we decide to block that out at some point in our life, changes from person to person. So what I'm trying to say is, think about all the times when you've interacted with a child, when you're feeling happy and calm and peaceful, the child will mimic that energy. And if they were maybe a little bit agitated or frustrated, your calm allows them an easier transition to being calm, allows them to the opportunity to see that, oh, everything is okay. I can be calm too. When on the flip side, if you've come into the situation, maybe you've come home from work or you're interacting with a lot of kids and something happens and you get flustered or frustrated or upset, angry even, it doesn't matter. But if you stay in that energy without releasing it, what happens to the children or the child that's around you or with you? They also may start to exhibit some form of agitation or frustration or anger very easily. And so when we can find this calm within us, I think it's an absolutely beautiful thing. Something I'm always working towards. I find myself in moments of not being calm, and that's okay. It's a matter of recognizing it, as I say over and over again. If you can recognize what is happening, what is evolving or affecting you within and without, then you can take proper actions and steps to address that and come back to center or come back to that state of calm. So it's up to you. It may take some work to train yourself to be receptive and to be present enough at various times in your day to check in and ask yourself where you're at. Are you in that state of calm, or are you in a state of anxiety? Are you frustrated? Are you angry? Are you feeling something else that's overwhelming you and perhaps causing a negative shift within your energy in that time? And acknowledge it and ask yourself, what can you do to change it? What can you do to shift it? And usually you have the answer. You do. You truly, 100% of the time, you have the answer. It's whether or not you're open to hear the answer from within you or feel the answer from within you. And it can take time to train yourself to be able to do that. But it's making the conscious effort will begin to shift that energy and that frequency to align you to more easily be receptive to that knowing that is within you, that is within all of us. Whew. So the heart, fire energy, oh, the spirit of that. And I love, love, love the imagery of water being the reflecting pool or the place where fire can shine. It's absolutely beautiful. It, from a five element diagram perspective, water and fire are on opposite ends of each other, top to bottom, fire being above and water below. And to know that when that water energy is calm, it provides a proper reflection of the heart energy and what is going on within. So it's, oh, it's so beautiful. I love this stuff. I love what I do, if you don't know that already. But acupuncture, Chinese medicine, all of that just has such a beautiful way of truly tying our physical being to the spirit realm, our spiritual selves, our emotional self, and nature. Oh, absolutely love it. So in love with what I do. So thank you so much for being here. I hope you got something out of this. Let me know in the comments what resonates for you, or what message you received from this and how possibly it can help you in recognizing your patterns or where you need to place some more attention in your life. I would love to hear from you, and make sure to check out previous parts of this mini series. I'll make sure to link it in the description, and catch me next time for Wellness Wednesday live in our Holistic Me community over on Facebook, as well as Intuitive Message Fridays. I look forward to seeing you there. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you all so much. Until then, stay well, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.